Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June the 29th. Joining us today, Fortuna Police Chief, Mr. Casey Day. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. I kind of feel bad I didn't bring in my card, some more of the cards, though.
I know. We had a good time with that last time.
Yeah. We're getting some carpeting, so things are in boxes. So I've only got a couple of sets I'm actively pursuing, but they're still cool.
Yeah, I think you'd like to take a look at the nice 80s team collection of Giants that I have.
Oh, no. Actually, I'm working 56 now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, they kind of look like paintings.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
They are.
Yeah. And some of them are kind of pricey.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. The Aaron card is the one that's like, oh, will I ever get one of those? Even the Maze card.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. You know, if there's only three cards left,
you never
know. One of them is Mantle.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. Send your donations in, too. All right. You ready for our question this morning?
Let's go for it.
All right. Why is an exciting baseball game called the barn burner? See, I kind of set you down up just to kind of knock you down there.
I should know this automatically. I'm thinking about it. Exciting game called a barn burner. All right. Educate me.
All right. The original barn burners were an overzealous anti-slavery faction of the Democratic Party in the mid-1800s. They were so violently opposed to the pro-slavery faction of the party that reportedly they would burn down the whole barn where the Democratic jackasses were kept just to get rid of the rats, the pro-slavery Democrats. Mm-hmm. After this, any high-excitement competition was often called a barn burner.
Barn burner. Very interesting.
Yeah, okay. Jeez. So what do you do for fun?
You know, I am one of those kind of people that is, you know, just I have so many interests, Brian. I as a family, we really love to travel. We take every opportunity, whether it's a big trip or just a day trip, to try and go to places and explore places we've never been. So I really take great satisfaction in that. My wife and I are avid golfers.
Not to be confused with good golfers.
I was just going to say I wouldn't proclaim to be the world's best golfer, but I sure give it a try. And so we do enjoy that. Prior to moving over here, we actually lived on a golf course, so we would make a habit out of playing two or three days a week, especially in the summertime.
Walk on after work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a really nice arrangement because you could, you know, essentially just call the marshal and walk on. So it was a really good deal. And I'm currently waiting. I'm trying to get a membership there in Fortuna.
So. In Redwood, yeah.
Yeah. I've been able to play once as a guest, and I really like the course down there, and so we're holding out for that.
Now, have you guys been up to the National Park yet?
We have. But really what our plans are for the summertime is we're big baseball people, as you know. And so we are getting ready to follow the New York Yankees here in August when they come to the West Coast. And
really? You're going to do Seattle and
Bay
Area?
Bay Area. And then in the past, we've gone up to Dodger Stadium down to Dodger Stadium as well. And one year we also went down to Arizona. So we will start in the Bay Area.
At least we got the direct flights to Phoenix now.
Yeah.
I suspect going from here to Phoenix this time of the year, probably get your pick of chairs.
Yeah.
Board, yeah.
But, I mean, it's been what, 4 years since we attended that one. But, you know, we try to catch as much as we can in the Bay Area. And, of course, Dodger Stadium is an experience for those that haven't.
That's a word.
Expensive.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of them are that way. Yeah. I want to go up to Seattle and see one, but Seattle's got to get normal first.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, when you hear some of the, I'll call them positioning statements instead of other options, that are coming out of the federal government now about Portland and Seattle and other cities that, you know, need to start acting responsibly instead of being antagonized almost or encouraged as had been the case. Mm-hmm. You kind of scratch your head on that one?
I mean, you know, no, I agree. I mean, I think, like...
The flip-flop is the part that was the head-scratcher, not... paying attention to the rules.
Oh, okay, yeah. I give it a lot of thought. I mean, this has been going on for a couple of years now where it just seems like some of these places have lost control. I think that's the best way to put it. And, you know, I think they do need to be encouraged to regain some control and civility. And, you know, it's not a misnomer that, you know, there are a large segment of people that are that would regularly be visiting these places that are turned off from the idea of even going there.
Yeah, you hear about the conventions that have been canceled in San Francisco and in Seattle, and it's like, yeah, who would want to
absolutely
subject themselves?
Yeah, I mean, I have family in Washington, and
what do they think?
You know,
or are they out by Idaho?
No, they're in the very northern end. I think it. I'm trying to remember if it's Marysville or Maryland area of Washington, but. I have an aunt up there and some cousins, and my aunt is a former police officer, actually, who's a paralegal now. But, you know, they're pretty conservative folks. I mean, they come from
Shasta County. You get outside the metropolitan area, and all of a sudden it...
Yeah. But, you know, there's always two sides of the story. So, you know, we get what's going on in the press, and then we get, you know, what the more realistic version of that is.
Yeah. So with that as a backdrop, you ready for Rodeo Week?
I am. Excited about it.
3rd of July?
3rd of July, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different scale.
Yeah, well, especially because, you know, the 3rd of July, we will have the fireworks show. It just won't be the normal festivities. So I think they're foregoing that, if I can get that word out, foregoing that in light of all the excitement surrounding Rodeo Week that's coming up, and we'll look at returning to the Independence Day Festival next year.
Yeah, it really hasn't been normal for so long. It's refreshing to go to the grocery store now and not have to wear a mask.
Yeah, no
kidding. Yeah, I mean, it's weird how things that we saw as being mundane and blasé about now are kind of like points of excitement.
Absolutely. It was really amazing the other day. I mean, it's, you know, we're seeing faces of people that work in other departments of the city that we haven't seen in a year or so.
Yeah, having a tan line below the eyes.
Exactly.
It's just kind of strange.
Not your typical Oakley line.
No. No, that's true. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Chief Casey from the city of Fortuna. With the tourists that are in the neighborhood, there's got to be some opportunities, but also a little bit of concern. You know, this time of the year, folks blowing through town, you never really know why they're here or why they're leaving and why they're leaving at the times they are and how they are. Do you guys step up your patrol or change the beats a little bit just to kind of get some eyeballs in neighborhoods in the middle of the day that maybe not normally you have concerns about?
Yeah, you know, we don't change the beats up. We do take a look at – it's about the season that we're in, right? So we have the lifting of the safety blueprint for COVID-19, and we have event season upon us in Fortuna, and we have an influx of visitors and tourism. So it's really – more about just the presence of the police department out in the community. And so we have a very good approach with the guys and gals that are on patrol, parking the car and walking. You know, we, especially our current K-9 officer, Officer Stevens, he
funny name for a dog.
Yeah. No, the dog's name is Kane. But
oh, okay. There you go.
His handler's Oscar Stevens. Yeah, but, you know, they're really good about getting out without being asked. So, you know, it's not uncommon for him to park and visit with many of the businesses and just walk down Main Street and talk to people. And really, that's the culture we're looking for with the police department, specifically in Fortuna.
Well, it's probably good for the dog, too.
Right,
to be seen, but also to get out and smell the smells and hear the different noises in the different areas, just the unfamiliarity if you don't do it.
Right. But, yeah, with the other part of the question, Brian, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's modern-day crime prevention strategies. You know, we look at hot zones or hot areas where crime is increasing, and thankfully, I mean, we've had a good start to the summer in Fortuna. There are a couple of things that we're working on with regards to some juvenile antisocial behavior.
What does that mean?
Kids, you know, doing what? Delinquent stuff. Kids just, you know.
Like throwing rocks and that kind of stuff, or spray painting?
All kinds of stuff. Okay. Just, you know, running amok, that type of thing. And it's not all children, but, you know, every community has problems in that area.
It must be interesting just having a private conversation with you around a couple of beers. If this is how you talk around. Yeah.
It doesn't change much.
You got some young punks that are just kind of goofballs that are causing a, you know, are pain in the side.
Yeah, okay. It's a great way to put it.
Yeah, like you've never used those words before, huh?
No. Hey, I got four kids, so.
Yeah, okay. Lots of punks then.
I wasn't exactly the conformist as a child.
Yeah,
so.
I appreciate that one. Yeah. The fact that the highway bisects the city, does that make it more challenging?
I don't know. Where I sit today, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people take the opportunity to get off of the freeway and come into Fortuna, whether it's for services or just out of curiosity. But I don't know, Brian. That's a good question. It's hard to answer that.
Well, I would suspect the types of calls that you're responding to where the hotels are going to be pretty different than where they are in the residential neighborhoods.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we get our run-of-the-mill thefts in the residential areas, and that's pretty standard. I mean, I wouldn't say we've seen a spike in that. I mean, it's remained pretty dormant and pretty suppressed, but we still get calls. The hotels, it was worse when I got here. So almost a year ago, it was worse. We were getting a lot of, you know, auto burglaries and stolen vehicles, and that was occurring, you know, late.
Cruising the parking lots.
Yeah, late at night, you know, casing them down and late at night in the hotel parking lots. But, you know, that was another fine example of, you know, it was really just community-oriented policing at its best. We actually physically met with, you know, business owners, the managers, the employees, and formulated a plan down there. And we saw the, you know, back in July, August, September timeframe, we saw the crime rate decrease substantially around
really?
The hotels.
Really? Yeah. Almost a cause and effect relationship.
Absolutely.
Based on those meetings?
Yeah. And, you know, when you're parking the police car two blocks away and you got, you know, patrol doing foot patrols into the parking lots where, you know, it's a little harder to detect. I mean, it's amazing. You catch people doing things they shouldn't be.
Stupid things, yeah.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Are those communities that have got the police station on a main drag because of the visibility, do they have a competitive advantage? I'm thinking, you know, you're a block off the main drag. Okay, somebody might get lost and find you, but by and large, they're not going to see the cars lined up in a parking lot versus another community where you're right in the middle of the town and people kind of they see you. If there's driving by, they see the activity. They see the cars coming in, the cars going out, and it might be a little more hesitant to play, you know, to have monkey business in that community or at least in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I think they do. And, I mean, where I came from in Anderson, we were kind of the same way. We were, you know, right on the main drag there on North Street. So you see the cars coming in and coming out. And, you know, I think the best example to reinforce that is, you know, when you're visible and you are in a geographic location that is easily accessible, more times than not, it's not uncommon to have people pull into the police department or flag an officer down that may be there on the property somewhere visible to report something that you know, it's an early onset, early report, and we get ahead of it. So I think the answer is most definitely yes.
Now, is there – at one point, I know you guys were looking at – or the department was looking at a new digs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still being pursued?
It is. It's actually going great. So the pod, as we call it, or patrol operations, it was a it's a building right there on Newburgh, and we've been in the process for some time of working with architectural engineers and restructuring, redesigning. We've had a number of design meetings, and we're at the point actually where in July the city will be pulling the building permit on that. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, we're actually looking to start construction soon.
That'll be a kick in the pants for those that are left as well as those that leave.
Exactly.
It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Fortuna Police Chief Casey Day. Casey, coming into the event season, as you referenced it, which I think is probably as applicable a reference point as anything. You got the county fair, okay, a couple weeks after the auto show, one week after the rodeo, and a couple weeks after the 4th of July. It's kind of an active period of time for you. And then the overlay of the tourists on top of that. Mm-hmm. So as you're doing your first cycle on this thing, what are you going to be looking for as your references to, okay, we got this stuff, we got it dialed in, or yeah, maybe we need to do a little bit of fine-tuning. Are there keys that you look for or will be looking for just to, you know, either confirm that everything's okay or maybe to clean it up that 4% or 5%?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this started months ago. And so one of the benefits to COVID, if you can call it a benefit, was the extra time that, you know, I had with my staff because we didn't have event season last year to kind of look at historically what had been done as far as planning, operational planning and the like for these type of events, and really take the time to see where we could improve or, you know, what we could add as far as contingency planning. And so that's really what we've done and what we've taken advantage of the last year. And so one of my big things is allied agency collaboration. And, you know, it's one of those things where this year we're going to be looking to have the support and the assistance of our allied agencies, which have graciously been approved and given. But, you know, we want to make these events fun for the community but safe. So we want to maintain the safety and let everybody come and have a good time. And that's...
Well, and fun doesn't necessarily mean going out in public and getting faced.
No, we want people to go out and have a good time, be social, enjoy the opportunity to be outside after being cooped up for so long. But, yeah, it's not an excuse to go out and not act like an adult.
Yeah, perhaps that's the easiest way. You know, yeah. Look out for the little guys.
Exactly.
Make sure they're having fun and don't be squirrely.
Yeah.
From what the early read is, in a lot of different scenarios, more people are coming out to these various events than historically. You know, maybe somebody hasn't been to any of the events during the rodeo for the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, but, you know, by golly, this year.
Right.
We're going to be there, and we're going to bring everybody in. Can you handle 25% more? Are the contingency plans rather set to be able to have a more than normal turnout?
Yeah, we're definitely prepared and we're set for it. And, I mean, you know, this is I've been to some large rodeos or have worked.
Well, that's right. You got the bigger over in the valley than what is here.
Yeah, but not just in the valley. I mean, rodeo is kind of my family's DNA. And, you know, that was there's most of the rodeos in California I've been to at one time or another. And, you know, even the ones that we have in the valley, they're pretty large scale. And, you know, so I'm pretty confident that Fortuna Rodeo Week is just going to be a good time for everybody. And, you know, yeah, we expect that. This is really the first major event in Humboldt County, you know, that's going to open to this number of capacities since COVID.
Yeah, you think about the last year and a half, what has happened?
I mean, I've pretty much been sitting at home. I don't know about you.
Yeah. it'll be interesting. You know, are we going to be the butterfly coming out of the cocoon or something else?
Yeah.
will make it more challenging. So what canaries do you use? You know, is it numbers of arrests? Is it number of complaints? Is it numbers of cars trying to park? What do you use as your reference points? Okay, now we need to start paying attention to this or this area or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's all a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, you gauge the success of an event, obviously, on the overall safety from the police department standpoint. And, you know, we want to make officer safety a priority for our officers and, you know, allow people to have a good time, but also have that presence there in order to, you know, curb any behavior that, you know, could cause disruption or potential safety issues. So, you know, we look at all that stuff, and then in the future, you know, you make adjustments. You know, the parking example that you brought up, you know, if that ends up being a situation where, you know, we need to plan for the next year to improve that, then we do so.
But one of the things that's happening this time that hasn't been in the past is legalization. Okay, so is that going to be something that's going to be a concern for you? I mean, no smoking is no smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some people interpret it differently than that, but for most of us, no smoking is, it doesn't matter, you know, no smoking rose petals either, guys. I mean, no smoking means no smoking. Is that going to be an area of concern, or is that one of those, and you worry about something else?
I mean, I'm not concerned with it. It's you're right. There, people have their own opinions on what things are. At the end of the day, this is, you know, we're at a city park, and you know, it's I know where I came from in the valley. It got to the point where, you know, the city was taking down the old circle with the line through the cigarette and putting up the no smoking, showing the cannabis, the vape pen, and the cigarette. You know, it was like a variety of, hey, no smoking is no smoking for any of this.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if we need to go that route or what kind of problems we have. But, you know, generally my understanding is that, you know, it hasn't been an issue in the past. And, you know, if hopefully people understand that we're trying to provide an environment for families and, you know, it's not too far of a walk if you need to excuse yourself to go have a smoke. So
I'm giggling. It's like, you know, if you guys sell enough garlic fries, it's not going to matter because you won't be able to tell the difference of what you're smelling.
You know, that might be valid.
Oh, gee. And the rodeo itself, now there had been some concern at one point about the seating arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect the same thing, you know, with any of the outdoor events. Has there been any kind of a determination of what that really is, what the standards are at this point?
Yeah, I mean, nobody really knew. I mean, there, you know, when we, Merritt and I started working with the Rodeo Association early on, you know, we anticipated the lift of the blueprint, but nobody really knew for sure. So, I mean, I think I know for a fact there were more than one plan, depending on what our status was at this point.
So, everything, is it back to normal?
Yeah.
So, what we've known in the past is what we'll know and experience in a couple weeks.
Right. Everybody knows what I know, which is blueprint is lifted.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:44.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Chief Casey from the Fortuna Police and Party Department.
No party.
All right. Hey, budgets are coming in to play in a couple of days. Did you get any kind of a bump at all? I know the county's kind of crowing a little bit because there was such a huge surplus over what they had anticipated. Was the city able to free up a couple bucks for law enforcement that was a little bit a pleasant surprise?
Well, I mean, we're always thankful for things like Measure E and Measure Z. And, you know, the Measure Z really came through for us this year and, re-upped our school resource officer and our drug task force position, which, I mean, that's huge for us. We're a small agency and, Measure E also came through. One of the biggest things for us, we were talking earlier about the new police building and some of the monies that the city received for the relief fund look like they are going to be able to be spent that way. So,
oh, neat.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge financial burden, right, that's lifted off of the city at that point because we're able to and we really needed that facility. I mean, it was especially during COVID because the old police department up at the main station was, I mean, it's teeny tiny. And there's no way you can run patrol operations and support staff in a pandemic in that small of an environment.
Are you going to be able to keep that kind of as a substation?
So what will happen is once the construction is completed, October timeframe of 2021, then we will all be under the same roof, and that will be the new Fortuna Police Department. And then I'm sure there will be some remodeling, but City Hall and administrative personnel will expand.
Yeah,
and because, you know, they're in the same situation. They work in very close, tight offices, and this will be a way in which, you know, people can have a little bit more space to work.
Well, hopefully it's not planning for having another one of these situations.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's just, I hope it's a once-in-a-lifetimer.
I do, too. I don't think anybody wants to go through this again.
No, just the stressors,
yep.
Yeah, let alone the real stuff. Is that a Dallas Cowboys star on the back of your phone?
That it is, yeah.
Oh, I thought it might be a cop or a sheriff or...
No,
I see the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I thought that was a misprint. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's broke, though, so... That might be a sign.
Yeah. All right. Well, we won't be talking football then. What's going to be the biggest surprise for people in the next year or so from law enforcement in Fortuna? Do you have anything out there that you're hoping to be able to accomplish in the next 12 months that a little bit different, whether it's something as simple as, you know, some neighborhood meetings and we'll have some hot dog roast, or something a little bit more advanced than that?
You know, there are several things, but I think the most prudent thing to talk about would be the increase in enforcement activity. I think historically, Fortuna has had a pretty high level of enforcement activity. And, you know, when COVID-19 hit, it wasn't just a Fortuna PD thing. This was a northern region thing. Because even when I was still in the valley, I mean, there was a lot of emphasis on, you know, address the things that you absolutely have to address, but, you know, keep yourself safe. And so, you know, our officers and deputies have kind of gone through that transition where, you know, at the onset of COVID, they were being told, hey, you know, let's back away from the things that don't absolutely need to be addressed and worry about more of the steak and not the peas. And so with, you know, us getting to the end of or what appears to be the end of the COVID pandemic, I think people are going to see that enforcement level, rise again. So
see the guys out a little bit more often.
Yeah.
Doing whatever they need to do.
Right.
Well, that's refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're on the right side. If you're on the wrong side, it might be a little disturbing.
Yeah, we all make choices.
You're kind of zen-like in some of this stuff, aren't you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been pretty simple to me. So,
play by the rules and life is okay.
Exactly. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah. Well, good thing this was an IQ test based on our question for this program, huh?
Yeah. I know a lot about baseball, but I didn't know anything about the history of the term.
Well, maybe next time we'll get a little closer.
All right.
All right, bud. Deal. Nice to see you.
You too, Brian.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.
See everybody tomorrow.